A little later than usual now, our book reviewer, Harry Broad, is in. Kia ora, Harry.
Good morning.
And you're reviewing Tō Hora, the Southern Right Whale.
Yeah, this is a children's book written and illustrated by Ned Barrett of Wellington. It's basically the story of the Southern Right Whale. And it's a sad story it is, but he tells a lovely item about settlers in the 1840s being woken in Wellington Harbour by the sound of grunting, heaving, whistling and blowing.
Oh.
And it was the whales. Nowadays, you'd just think Parliament was in session, I suppose. But the arrival of the whalers in 1791 nearly spelt the doom of this magnificent species. 35 to 40,000 were killed, and they were nearly extinct by 1860. By 1910, there was a small population of around 100 with only 20 breeding females. I was interested, I didn't realise, they actually got formal protection in 1935, and then the book shifts to the whole international fights to save the whales with Greenpeace and various other folk, and finally in 1986 they did get some protection, and of course around the Auckland Islands where they come for the winter, as well as the mainland, there's marine mammal sanctuary and a marine reserve. It's a lovely story about whales, very simply told, beautifully illustrated, fantastic pictures. Two points I'd make. One is that he doesn't explain why the Japanese and Norwegians still wanted to keep whaling. And those are largely for cultural reasons, because I don't think the meat is that. But I think today, if I was giving this to my kid, I'd say, well, here's the other side of the story. I don't happen to agree with it, but you should know about it. The other point which he could have included was the lovely story of the Department of Conservation resurrecting some of these grunty old whalers that used to sit in Cook Strait and say, oh, there she blows. And that's a lovely story. That wasn't just the Southern Right, of course. That was all the whales, and it was to help them with their measuring. But it's a nice story, if not of redemption, then of rejuvenation. But certainly my wife grabbed this and, oh, that'll make a great present for so-and-so's kid. I can't remember whose it was, but I think it'll be a lovely Christmas present.
You mentioned the illustrations, written and illustrated by Ned Barrett, but they really are quite beautiful. I'm thinking maybe watercolour with ink outlines. I mean, quite lovely.
Yes, that could well be so. And they're really the main feature of the book. But his ability to tell a big story in a nice, easy access mode, I think, is also very commendable. I mean, he explains about what baleen is, for example, which are really plates of bristles, and they're made up of keratin, just like your fingernails are, Lynn. So, I think full marks to him, but I would have just liked that little bit extra to say, you know, we've come to understand cultural rights a bit more, and perhaps we need to say, well, why are these so important?
Thank you very much. Harry Broad, reviewing Tō Hora, the Southern Right Whale by Nick Barrett, published by Potton and Burton, recommended retail price $28.99.